Okay, welcome. This is the Soul Raver Show, and I'm doing this solo. This is Enemy Lasagna speaking, and I've been abandoned by pretty much everyone. Our gracious leader has been called away on duties unknown, last day of whatever, and he's enjoying the break by just packing up and doing whatever the hell he wants, so he's not around. Ferial is probably sick, Satan is sore-throated, and EMD is voice-shy. Yay, I get to do it all on me ownsome. Ownsome lonesome. I got my own recording stuff today just for this as well. Good old Pamela for Skype. I have absolutely no idea if I'm actually... Well, at least I won't have to be louder or quieter than everyone else, so you don't have to worry about your levels. I guess there's good things out of this all. Luckily for me, there is very few questions to answer, so I can get this done as quickly as possible. But first of all, how are you, self? Well, I'm okay. I'm quite fine. I've been enjoying Grim Fandango for the first time today. Excellent game. I should have expected as much from the creator of Psychonauts. I've been enjoying this game very much. It's very strange as well. It's very fun. I like the idea of, like, being dead and reaping. And I got a retractable scythe. I loved a retractable scythe. It's just a brilliant idea. Especially when, you know, just, like, taking it out and it makes this little bell dong noise whenever you fall down, and then he folds it away, puts it in his cloak, and he holds a lot of stuff in his coat. Anyone who has not played Grim Fandango, I recommend they play it almost immediately. And also, same for Psychonauts, and I'm going to stop talking about that now. Okay, I might as well get on with some questions, since I don't have anyone to actually converse with. Let's see. Ilda says, I gave all my coupons and items I had to the coupon stand last Monday or Tuesday. Now it says I have contributed nothing except for what I donated today. Is that normal? Was there a wipe and I didn't hear about it? Thank you, Ilda. Yes, there was kind of a wipe. I'm not entirely sure what happened there. If you see the updates a while ago, you'll actually see that we've explained that narratively, but really the truth is that somebody screwed up. We don't know what went wrong. We're still wondering about it, actually. Something happened, and the internet decided that it didn't like it, so it said, must destroy records. And so it destroyed the records, and now no one has donated everything. Luckily, though, beforehand, our creator decided to start an event, so we managed to tie that in quite nicely, and no one suspects a thing. You don't suspect a thing either. Okay, now if we've got that out of the way. Satan claims that he's not a redneck, but I like to say, in his voice, I am not a redneck. I do not have a hick accent. Okay, I'm not sure what accent I gave you, but that's the one you have from now on. And EMD is praising our accented voices. Yay. And, okay, I wonder if I should... It's not really a question... Yeah, moving on. Anyway, NC Sorcerer asks, any plans on upgrading the streaming show to a streaming show soon? I have never done something like that before, but if you want, I can look into getting that set up for you. Well, right now we're doing the recordings on Skype and Pamela, and that might be useful because one of the reasons why we couldn't have SBF. You know, our almighty creator, Strong Bad Fan, on the show was because he had to leave very soon, so he couldn't be in there from the beginning, because whenever someone leaves, the recording automatically stops. So a streaming one would definitely be more useful. We'll have to look into that. Yes, that would be very useful. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Molotov Knight is saying quite a few things, actually. Oh, many questions, lovely. First, he asks, will you be able to travel through space, through time and space, or just time? For example, will you be able to go back to, say, 1920 Chicago, or are you going to be limited to Sweden? Now, I think I've answered this before. This time machine is immobile. It doesn't move anywhere except in the fourth dimension. So, yeah, you're going to be limited to Sweden. But where is Sweden? Okay, also, a PvP question. How will two people who are in different time periods be able to PvP? Will you be able to be in the present day to engage in PvP? I would have to say that we're going to make PvP kind of regardless of time period, maybe. So, you know, the thing we've got when it comes to the time machine, how it works, is that it's not going to be based on... It's not going to be like... Let me think about this for a second. The way the time machine works is it's not going to be like you're in a time period and the game recognizes you're in a time period. It's going to be like a map change, really. It's just going to change the map, and you can always change back. It's never going to be that you're lost in time. You can always return to the present, no matter what time you're in. And so I don't think PvP is going to be a huge problem. And we're going to do a PvP system that's similar yet different to KOL. Similar in that it doesn't require both people to be on, but different in that we're not going to do it the way KOL does it, because the way KOL does it is rather boring. We're going to make you work for your PvP, basically. We have an idea there. We're going to execute it probably along with the beta upgrade, but that's not going to be for some time. Still, we're planning this, don't you worry. PvP shall be in the game. EMD will make sure of that as well, since she is a complete PvP enthusiast. Okay, Satan is saying 9 is hour 11, and again, not all content current... Oh, wait a minute, sorry. Satan says 9 is hour 11, and again, not all content currently in the game will even be part of beta. Current content is, for the most part, dummy content to either keep players with something to do or test out mechanics, or both. Okay, so yeah, that's what Satan says, and it applies to a couple of the rest of the questions that Molotov Knight says, which is, will quests be class-specific? Say, if you're a hippie, there would be more quests that take place in 1960s, etc. To that question, I reply... Not planned on yet. We're still discussing quests, but that's an interesting idea. We can make a quest, but then again, it kind of makes things limited, because we're planning on having time periods unlocked as you go through the storyline or the quests. Again, that's something we'll have to consider. And Molotov also asked, what is the deal with 9? Well, 9 is an awesome number. It is the biggest number you can ever imagine on a one-digit scale. I mean, it's freaking huge! It's massive! It's 9! The coupon guy, and also he asks, the coupon guy told me the Tornbrook coupon dates back to 1857. Will we be able to travel back into 1857 to get the coupons there? No, we're not going to let you go back that far. I doubt it anyway. I don't think we were planning on going back that far. I mean, that far is quite far. 1857. No, we have to have limits somewhere. I think we've decided to end at a certain time period. We're staying within the 20th century. We might go a little bit further, might go a lot backwards, but we're not going a lot. I don't know. We might go a little bit further, but the 20th century is... where we're going to be sticking for the most part anyway. Okay, NC Sorcerer asks, can the amount of posts for a new page in the forum thread change? Because 10 posts is kind of annoying, and I swear you can change that on your interface anyway. So, I don't know why you're even asking us. Yeah, okay, Evil Metal Dork, our gracious artist who has excellent talents, is asking us, question for the show. What the hell is going on... Wait, sorry. Question for the show. What the hell is going on with your avatar, the almighty creator? I am fascinated and bemused. I have to agree. Have you seen the almighty creator's avatar lately? It is literally twisty. I don't really like it myself. It's very distracting. It's like this one guy that's flipping and pretending to be... It's like an upside-down jock, frat boy, that's pretending to be flipping, but not. He's just, like, going sideways and then back, sideways, back, sideways, back, sideways, back. Paper-thin man being extremely distracting. He can get hypnotized to fit for hours. Oh, there it is now. Look at him. Twisty, turny, twisty, turny, twisty, turny, twisty, turny, twisty, turny. Twisting, turning, hypnotizing. I am Gregor. Will serve master. Destroy the Hepperton. Find the Hepperton. Regage electronic devices. Remote controlled. Return in 3, 2, 1. Oh, that's enough of that. Moving onwards, swiftly forwards, NC Sorcerer asks, looks like the game is starting to take off. Why, thank you. I heard Furiel talking about buildings recently. Are we close to the release of some of the buildings? Yes and no. I don't think we're going to be putting any buildings in the actual game until beta. We might put a couple of things on the campus, but I don't think we're releasing the town idea that we've had until beta. I might be wrong though, I'm not entirely sure what everyone is planning exactly for the beta, but that's what I'm aware of anyway. Okay, Toe76 says, can there be an option to turn off the monster images? They allow lag gun to get as easy headshots of me. Well, I'm sure we can get the lag snipers to seize off by throwing some images in their face and getting them off you. We could do that as a, you know, the same sort of like quick thing that KOL's got. We could just like turn off all non-essential things. But then the game becomes a text adventure, and do you really want a text adventure to play with buttons and values and other non-text adventure things? You know, maybe we could do it so, like, whenever you press it, you can turn it into text adventure mode, but then you'd have to type all your answers in. You'd have to type attack. You'd have to type attack several times and then replay, and then you have to say, go to campus. Go to, and then of course that would be very complicated when it comes to combining things, because you wouldn't know exactly what items you had, so you'd have to press inventory every single time just to make sure you still have these items. And then what would you do for the updates? You wouldn't know what was new. You'd have to just pin random figures like campus, town, grocery store, and hope that one day you actually go to somewhere. Nah, it might work. I'll have to figure it out. Okay, what crazy phobias do you... This is Little Toe 76. What crazy phobias do you guys have, if any? I have a fear of... No, let me think about this for a second. What do I fear most? Do I fear reptiles? No, I like reptiles. Do I fear lemmings? No, I enjoy that game very much. Except for when it gets too hard. Am I afraid of narcissistic penguins? I probably would if there were such things. What about you, little hamster that doesn't exist? I'm going to call you Larry. Hello, little imaginary hamster. What do you fear most? Be eaten by the cat! Okay, my little hamster that doesn't exist is fearing being eaten by the cat, so... Okay, let's see, what do I fear? I fear people finding out that my hamster doesn't exist. Okay, that was fun. If a book about failures doesn't... Still turn 76. If a book about failures doesn't sell, is it a success? Well, not really. Let's see, if it's a book about failures, a book that lists all failures in existence, and it doesn't sell, then the author has wasted all that research and time in trying to find out all these failures, and... He doesn't sell it, so he loses all his money, becomes bankrupt, becomes a hobo, gets a drug problem, starts drinking all the beer he can find at the back of bars bins, and then goes around in alleyways, sneaking up on people and saying,
Would you hear the stories I tell of success and failure? I used to be the teller of failures, and now I be the failure.
That sounds not a success at all to me. Not a question. This was by far the best show yet, blah blah blah, cowboy story, blah blah blah, do some humming, more spilled beverages. I don't have any drinks around me, so I can't spill anything, but I can drop this thing. I'm not sure what it is, but it makes a nice noise. Can it get any better?
No!
Which is probably why this show is a monumental train wreck. Anyway, Molotov Knight is saying, when will you get a cup holder so you don't spill any more drinks? I will probably get a cup holder once I get a car equipped with cup holders. And that will probably happen sometime later in the week. Actually, I don't know when it will happen. I could always get a cup holder now. But wait a minute, I do have a cup holder. It's called my hand. NC Sorcerer is saying, or asking, any ideas on how long / when rollover will be? Several years. And how many turns it might make the base minus 25. Okay, seriously, I have no idea. How are we meant to know that at this stage? First of all, we don't have turns in this game. Second of all, we don't have any content that's going to be in the finished product. And, you know, things are going to be backed up, and that's going to be entirely dependent on how much information there is to back up. But I have no idea. This is a question for a coder, and I am the very opposite of a coder, because I know no coding. I could always ask Satan. He might still be on. Satan, are you still there? Question mark. Looking on the super secret chat line that nobody knows about.
Shh, it's a secret.
No, he doesn't seem to be responding. Oh, wait, yes he is. Okay. If we were to have adventures in this game, ... how long would roll over take approximately with all the stuff that is in there now? Okay, I've asked him the question. Let's see if he can answer. Satan can't be on the show because, as Peter mentioned, he has decided that he has a sore throat and he cannot actually see. And he says, well, honestly, a few seconds. Well, there's your answer. And how many adventures would we give? How many adventures? Probably 40 and see if that... Nah, that's too many. Probably 20. Oh, and he says, we've got even less players than Twilight Heroes, and look at them! I don't know how many adventures or how long rollover takes for Twilight Heroes, so... Well, there you go. It doesn't take very long at all. If we had a rollover, it wouldn't take that much time at all. I don't know what that means in terms of traffic, but there you go. Hope that makes life a little bit better for you. A little bit of ease for you. A little bit of niceness. I myself am not actually affected by the KOL long rollover because it happens when I'm asleep or I'm already meant to be asleep. Good old time zone thing. So, I don't know, I've never actually felt the problem with rollover. I feel lucky for that. And now I'm going to make inexplicable whistling noises. I don't know why, I just felt like doing it. Anyway, Cyanide Taken. Damn it, I've forgotten how to pronounce your name and I knew you told me just a while ago. Oh, there it is, it's written down there. Okay, first of all, not a question. Oh, it's Takoon. Oh, I see, okay, so Cyanide Takoon says, I am not whoever it was you were talking about from KOL. I think that was Cyan220. So Cyanide Takoon is not Cyan220. I'm Cyanide Takoon Cyan in KOL. I am a girl. Good for you. My hair isn't green right now. It's not allowed at my work. Aw, that's a shame. Green hair is green. Awesome statement. And I'm very amused by by all attempts to pronounce my name. Takin, Takin, Takun, Takarn, Taken. How about Sarah? Your name is Sarah from now on. Cyanide Tycoon equals Sarah. Also, thanks for alphabetizing. Thanks, Satan, for that. In fact, I'm going to thank him right now on our super secret channel. By the way, you have been thanked for the alphabetizing. Yeah, it's fun to listen to me type, kids. Listen to Enemy Lasagna type for 20 minutes. It's great fun. Oh, by the way, Satan also added a little more. Apparently, we don't even need to. If we were to have a roller, we wouldn't even have to kick anyone off because it's that because it'll be so short. Awesome. This will probably come back to bite us in the arse once we do kick people off, but for now, the future's bright. The future's maroon. Where are we? Yeah, maroon is an incredibly bright colour. Anyway, Sarah, or Cyanide Tycoon, asks, when you nuke all the items and we start from scratch, not if since it's pretty obvious it'll happen. Oh, I see. Not if, since it's pretty obvious it'll happen. Are there going to be any of the current items still around at all? I'm not entirely sure about that. We've been arguing about this for quite some time. I think that I've been saying that we should get rid of every single item in existence except for the E-Peen items. But a few people, I don't remember who, I think it was our gracious creator and one or two of our, or both of our coders, saying, or one of them, whoever, saying that that would be a little bit unfair. But I think that if we make the E-Peen items practically useless once the wipe happens, I don't think that'll be a problem. Then again, there's the idea of keeping the just keeping the ribbons, and we give a ribbon depending on how many E-Peens you have or something like that. I don't know. My E-Peen, my planned E-Peen is going to be over 30 items. In fact, even more than that, including all the items everywhere around. So I would hope that one is especially kept, because that one's going to take at least a lot of teamwork, if anything, to figure out, because I wasn't actually intending it to be so complicated. That kind of came as a happy accident. Once that happens, I'll be very interested to see who figures it out first and how long, especially if you talk about it on the forums, because then I can watch your forum working out and look at it laughing, saying, "Oh, how wrong you are! How wrong you are!" Maniacal laughter from Enemy Lasagna. Bing. Anyway, well, what the question? Okay. Also, what? Also from Sarah. Also, what about those ribbons you were speaking of? I think that they're going to be. I think I've already mentioned them, haven't I? I was hoping that the ribbons would be something like trophies, but Furiel doesn't seem too keen on the idea, so we're still discussing that sort of thing. God, we have so many things to discuss. So many things. So many things to do, so many things to see, so little time. Actually, we got all the time in the world. And now school is ending for most people of the dev team, so we're going to have even more time to do it. And I'm starting my gap year soon, which means I have a whole year to avoid doing work. Anyway, also she asks, is there going to be a special I was nuked and lived ribbon after it's all nuked? There'll probably be some recognition as to some sort of recognition about, you know, staying over from alpha to beta, but I think it's just going to be the E-Peen items. I really hope we don't have a stupid ass trophy like in KOL, because that's going to make a lot of people annoyed. Which that might not be a bad thing. Maybe we should do something like that. No, I think the E-Peen items are good enough. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Really? Really? Do you think that it's actually going to work? Yes, I'm quite sure it's going to work. Are you absolutely sure? Yes, stop asking me that. Okay, don't get too offensive. What? You see, this is why it's not good for me to do shows on my own. I start to go insane more so and talk to myself when I've got no one else to talk with. What do you think, little imaginary hamster named Roy?
I think you're mad!
Excellent. What a wonderful analysis. Where am I? I've lost my place. Oh, right, she asks, would ribbons be kind of like trophies in KOL? Only, or way more awesome? Again, I think I just answered that a little bit more. Maybe we'll do something more awesome. It's always nice to do something more awesome. I always enjoy doing something more awesome. Damn it, I lost my place again. Where am I? Who am I? What's going on? Where's my hair? Oh, it's on my head. Okay, NC Sorcerer. Ah, crap. Now I keep losing a bunch of my turns in KOL to roll over because I'm spending too much time here. Woo! We're combating KOL! We're winning! We're actually doing something in the game. We're actually making something that takes people's attention from KOL. This is progress, people! Progress! Where am I? And how are those new epines coming? I hear Ferial has already one made in the database, and EL is working on some ridiculous 30 item or something. You have no idea. I think I should say a little bit more about my epine since it's in the works. The reason it's not... Anyone who reads the blog will already know this, so anyone who's a true player, will. This will be no new information. I can't do my epine for now because a couple of... You know that the event came as a surprise to everyone, including the Devsters? Well, it kind of deleted a couple of items that were a key in my epine. So, I would like very much to have put it in by now. I'd love very much to see people working on it and laugh at them maniacally. But I can't, because it's impossible to create now. It's impossible for anyone to log in for a very new account and say, I'm going to make that epine now. And they look around for ages and ages and think, I wonder if they made atoms that don't exist anymore. And unfortunately, that is the case. So we're just going to have to wait until the event finishes and then maybe we'll get the items back. If that is the case, then everything will proceed as normal. I'm not sure what Furiel's plan. Furiel is super secretive. He doesn't tell us anything. Seriously, he's like Mr. Silent. He comes onto the super secret chat panel and... Yeah, he does exactly what I just did a couple of seconds ago. Makes no noise. It's quite annoying as well, because I need to get some progress reports from him. I don't know how close he is to finishing the combat revamp, which means I can't tell the masses. For all I know, he's not planning to finish it until tomorrow year. And that's not good for publicity. I think that it's a safe bet that he's working on it, though it's a safer bet that he's sick in bed as well. So continue sending your head crabs to him. Last time, I've been checking out the messages sent, and because I can do that, I am almighty admin powers! And my god, you've sent him a lot of headcrabs. I mean, someone sent him over 8,000 at some point. Wow. Actually, I think I could look at those now. Since I'm running out of questions, I think I'm going to spend this time to go onto the Soul Raver website. Log in, my name is Enemy Lasagna, and since I switched to Firefox finally, my password is actually a bunch of stars. Okay, admin powers. Okay, let's take a look at all the headcrabs sent to Ferial. Okay, I'm not going to say who sent them, I'm not going to count them, I'm just going to see them. I'm going to go down. Let's see. Someone sent 50. Someone sent 14. Someone sent 55. 25. 8,294 were sent by one person. Someone sent 5. Someone sent 4. Someone sent 20. Someone sent 10. Someone sent 20. Someone sent 15. Then we have a bunch of nothing. Then someone sent 6. Someone sent 17. Bunch of nothing. Bunch of nothing. Someone sent 52, bunch of nothing, bunch of nothing. Someone sent 3. Oh, that was Evil Metal Dog. Oh yeah, nice and stingy Evil Metal Dog. Only 3, someone sent over 8,000. And you can create them as well, Miss Admin Powers. Someone sent 1. Someone sent 1. It's even stingier. Okay. I think that's about it. If you guys want to add that up, because I can't be bothered to get a calculator out and add those all up. So if you want to add those all up, feel free and tell me the number. First one to do so gets no prize. Now, where am I? I've lost my place in the questions again. Damn it. Damn it all. I'm just going to hum until I find my place. Oh, here we go. What will be our 8 new zones? Asked Peter Pimp. And I think our 8 new zones will be the... I think our 7 plus 1 original areas will be the beta update for now. And then... Oh, ho, ho, and then... I'm not going to reveal anything, but once the beta's out there and we've got the first 5 quests sorted out and the quick ascension feature, we are working on something great. I'll let you know a little bit more about that later on. NC Sorcerer asks, do you have any plans to really make a difference between Soulweaver and KOL? Besides, the storyline and such, but to do something completely original and really distinguish Soulweaver as its own game. And that's where the in-store stuff comes in. I mean, we have stuff in store for you guys. Here's the basic overall plan. I'm not going to reveal anything too much, but this is the basic plan. First, we're going to work on the alpha things. We're going to make sure that everything is nice and shiny. We're going to work on the basic mechanics. And this is mostly going to be the coder's deal. They're going to be working on making combats, making non-combats, making spindlers, making items work, making usable things, making all sorts of weird and wonderful contraptions for us and for you. Then, we're going to be working on the beta release, which includes making the actual game. Everything you see here, I've said time and again, that will not be in the finished product. There will be no Quizox. There will be no zombies. There will be no coupon stand, or at least we might make a cameo, but we won't actually do the coupon stand deal. There will be, you know, we'll have them the actual game then. We'll have a town, we'll have the campus up and running, and then we'll reset everyone, we'll give you the tutorial and maybe the first quest. Then we'll slowly dish out to you quest after quest after quest until we get to around 5 or so. Then we're going to do add a feature which is in KOL that is used by almost everybody. I'm pretty sure you can guess what that is. And then... Oh ho ho, and then we are going to be doing something particularly special. I'm quite happy about this idea as well, considering I'm the one that thought it up. This is going to make this game... This idea is going to give this game a heap of a lot more content than anything ever before. It's going to give the game a huge amount of replayability, and not to hype this up too much, it's going to be very original. Hopefully we're going to make it work, because I have a slight niggling in my head that something's going to go tremendously wrong, but that's always the case with big ideas. And yeah, we're just going to have to see how it works, and that's once we've dished that out, it'll probably be near late end of beta, because after that, it's pretty much game's almost finished. Then we can add more and more, because the idea with this extra wonderful thing in store is that we can add things up to it. We can add up to 32 of those things as well, unless, of course, we go completely to change the system it's based on. Yeah, we got good things in store, wonderful things in store, and it's going to be a wonderful couple of months, maybe a year or 3, to see if we can actually get those things to work. I'm quite excited about this as well. Now, unfortunately, I can't really contribute much to the alpha game, since I'm not a coder, besides my EP. So I've just been trying to get everything ready for beta once... I know beta is ages away. It probably won't come until around, I don't know, October or something. And even that might be too soon. I might be even overestimating the time. I have no idea. But the point is that even they're still planning ahead. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun to actually put the stuff in, and we're going to be enjoying you watching it. Oh, and Satan also answers NC Sorcerer's NC Sorcerer's question about originality. He says, "I want to answer this one. Yes, NCS, we have several things planned for which will differentiate for us from KOL. The most important of which is the main factor upon which the game and further of the storyline will be based on." And I think he's referring to my idea, of which I just overhyped. I'm actually quite sad about me overhyping it. I'm actually quite worried that I have overhyped it and it's going to be revealed and I'm going to go, ta-da! And you guys are going to stare and go, is that it? We want our money back. And we're going to have to refund everyone, we're going to get bankrupt, and then Quizog Publications is just going to fall into a heap and die. But that's the bad scenario. We don't want to focus on that at all, do we, kids? And I am out of questions, and this show has taken 35 minutes, not nearly long enough. I wonder if I could end it now, since... I guess I could go on for 5 more minutes. Okay. Let's see, I'm going to ask Satan... I'm going to say, Satan, say a random noun. Okay, let's see. If he gives me a random noun, I can talk about it for a couple of minutes. He's not saying anything, so I guess I could talk about pencils. Pencils are sharp, pointy. I've got 3 pencils on my desk. I take them up. I used to never have pencils on my desk. This really annoyed me. I used to have a pencil, like, religiously on my desk every single time that I would ever need a pencil, it would be there. And I would always lose it. It's very annoying. I would always go there, that's good. I need to write something down. Oh, damn it, I don't know where... Oh, that's right, I have a pencil on my desk. So I pick... Wait a minute, the pencil's not there. Where has it gone? Crap, now I have to go downstairs into the pencil pot and hunt for a pencil. And that would happen pretty much every time I'd need a pencil. The pencil would always be in the way any time I didn't need the pencils. So now I've got 3 on my desk, 3 pencils, so if I lose one, I've got 2 reserves. And I haven't needed them since the time I needed that first one of those pencils, and they're still there. I've got a pen as well, just in case. You know, just in case I need something to chew off the end. Because that's what I do, I chew pens. It's a bad habit, I know, but... Yeah. Oh, Satan has given me a random noun. Dolphins. And that I think of Echo. Have anyone ever played Echo the Dolphin? Yeah. I used to have... I only ever had 2 consoles in my life. The Sega Mega Drive, also known as the Sega Genesis, for you Yanks. And the Wii. Now, the Mega Drive was second-hand. We never bought any Mega Drive games. They came from a friend. A friend donated his stuff. And one of them was Echo the Dolphin. I think it was The Tides of Time or something like that, a sequel. And I played through it, and I enjoyed it. I got up to the part in which there were all these things flying around, and I could hitch a ride on them. But then I lost my password sheet, and I couldn't be bothered to play it all over again. And now my Mega Drive doesn't work. But glorious day, I have the Wii in its virtual console. And I thought, you know, instead of playing that one, I'd like to see what the first one was like. So I started playing the first Echo, and I got really, really bored. It was just not as much fun as I had remembered the Echo I'd played and known and loved with. It was actually really annoying to control as well. I was swimming around and found this other dolphin and said, "Help my friend, he's trapped under boulders." And so I said, "Okay, where's your friend?" And of course the dolphin wouldn't tell me, he would just say, "Help my friend," over and over again, because it's a crappy Genesis game. And so I would swim around looking for the dolphin, and horror beyond horrors, I swam to the wrong part, and now I'm on the next part of the game, and I haven't saved the dolphin yet, and I think, wait, I think I'm missing out on something. And so I go back to my previous passwords, do everything again, this time save the dolphin, and I get a little power-up, I can't remember what it was. And then I go to the next part, and there's another, "Help my dolphin friend, he's trapped under rubble." And this time there are 2 dolphins I have to save. and I accidentally went, no, maybe three dolphins, I can't remember. I think I had to say three dolphins in total, and then I had to go, then I accidentally went too far, went to the next part, and thought, oh crap, now I've missed another power-up, and I figured that if this is the entire game, then I don't want to play it. It's tedious, it's boring, it's... If there's a chance of missing it just by exploring in the wrong part, then... No, I can't be bothered with this. I've had enough. That and also passwords really kill it for me for a game sometimes. I couldn't play Metroid, the original, on the Wii because of the password systems. Mainly because whenever you use a password, you start with 35 bits of health on Metroid, and that really annoyed me. I couldn't surpass that. It's just, okay, so now I've got 35 bits of health, but I've got one energy bar, so I have 100 and something health to regain. So I'll just stand here killing these little bugs until I get enough little pellets of health. Okay, that's about 30 minutes of healing. Now I need to explore, and oh dear, I've explored the wrong part. I don't have the Varia suit yet, so I'm getting killed. Oh, I've died. So I took 30 minutes to heal, and about 3 minutes, or 2 minutes even, to lose again, and have to start the whole process over again. No fun. I think I might get the Zero Mission from the Game Boy Advance if I want to play that game anyway. But yeah, that's one of the reasons I don't want to play the original Metroid. I might play Super Metroid at some point once I get a bug on my ass to play it. I never realised I had such a low tolerance for games. I wonder if I should look into that. I don't think I have that low a tolerance for games, because I've seen Psychonauts through to the end, and that gets very annoying at the very end. I'm sure anyone who's played that can agree with me that the monkey bar part at the meat circus is just terribly irritating. That stupid fire thing, monkey bar, that you have to kind of climb across. And the only way I got to do it was by jumping and kind of going inside it. And it just struck me that that might not be intended. It seems like I did that by accident the first time and just was able to replicate it. And it seems like an oversight. It didn't seem like something that I was meant to do, and I felt ever since doing it that I was cheating. If anyone else has played Psychonauts and gone to them through to the end, could you tell me how you passed the Monkey Bar Fire of Doom? Anyway, how long have I been speaking for now? Ooh, 42 minutes. I think that's a good number. Okay, well, that was a monumental train wreck by Enemy Lasagna, and I'm sorry it wasn't more entertaining for you, but I'm all on me ownsome. Ownsome lonesome. SBF is not here because of reasons previously explained. Oh well. Well, I guess that next shows could be a bit more interesting. Oh, two things. I've run out of questions early, which is why I had to resort to such horrible means to grab attention, such as talking about dolphins. Echo, to be precise. So, send more questions if you want to avoid these these little talks. And also, send more comments to our blog. I enjoy reading them. It makes me feel like I have a sense of purpose. No, not really. It just makes me happy. Anyway. Well, that was me, Enemy Lasagna, giving you wonderful bits of I can't stop saying wonderful. Giving you wonderful wonderfuls. And, yeah, that's it. Enjoy your night. Bye-bye.